Hey, this is Dave, and you're about to listen to part two of the Galactic Netcasts, What We're Watching Weekly, Summer Movie Draft Special. If you missed part one, it would be the episode prior to this one in your feed. Or if you want to see who got what movies and follow along with us all summer long, check out the results page at galacticnetcasts.com. We'll be back to the regular format next week. As always, thanks for listening and enjoy. It is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2014. Welcome to another Galactic Netcast. This is a Galactic Netcast special. On this podcast, the hosts of the Alien Invasion, the Sci-Fi Geeks Club, and What We're Watching Weekly are going to be doing our first ever summer movie draft together from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I'm Dave Nelson. Actually, I usually do an intro for everybody, but let's just kind of go around the room and each of you introduce yourselves. So let's start with Anessa.
I'm Anessa from Denton, Texas.
I guess I'm Brad from Wausau, Wisconsin.
I am Gregor Sprague from Jackson, Michigan, one of the hosts of What We're Watching Weekly on Spreecast.com.
I'm Matt. I host the Sci-Fi Geeks Club from Appleton, Wisconsin, and I like to party.
So let's pick up where we left off in part one with our next movie, which is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Directed by Bryan Singer, and it's the combination of the trilogy and then X-Men First Class.
And the Wolverine series.
So
yeah,
trying to clean up continuity at this point.
So Wolverine's going back in time to enter his own body to convince What's-His-Face to be a good
and
person.
And What's-His-Stuff.
Yeah, to do that thing.
To play nice with the other children in the pool.
Yeah.
Everybody get along.
So I would like to have the opening bid at 20.
That's what I was thinking, Dave. Attaboy.
25.
30.
33.
Holy crap, we've surpassed the Night Attack one already.
I'll go 36.
37.
38.
I'll go 40.
Oh.
Do. 41.
42.
43.
44.
45.
46.
I will point out right now that you have bid a total of all of Team Car Ramrod's bids combined.
Yes!
You're absolutely
us or Dave?
46 is the a total amount that Team Car Ramrod has won all their movies.
Mm-hmm. And we got some pretty solid movies in there for that.
I'll go 50.
What?
You go what?
50. I will go the total of how much you guys have bid so far.
Hmm.
Or have won.
Whose turn is it? Who's bidding next?
It's whoever.
It's at 50 right now.
Well, 51.
No, I'm out. Unless, Anessa, do you want to go higher? Is that 50?
I think we'll let it go.
Okay.
I'll go.
Oh, just let it go.
Let us
just like
it.
A little baby bird,
do
let it in the wind.
Do it.
Shut up, Brad.
Do it.
Is that 51 right now for you, Dave?
Yes.
Come on. Take it.
I'll go 52.
Yeah, that's it.
53.
Like a champ. Like a boss.
53.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing over there, Brad?
Are you going to put up with that?
55.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, my God.
Got to take it. You got to take it from him. That's a big movie.
It likes my name.
Shut up, Brad.
57.
Yeah. Oh.
You cool with this, man?
Like a boss.
Yeah. We're going to be broke before this is over, but yeah.
That's it. That's a man bid right there, 57. That's solid.
I know all these.
I bow down to Tasteful Dave. You can.
Oh, yes. We got it. Thank God.
What do you mean, thank God?
I wanted another big blockbuster, and we got it.
I think Transformers is going to do better.
No, it's not. It's not.
How many stupid-ass Dave dollars did we spend? 57?
57.
57.
Oh, Christ,
no, your total spent.
How much?
57.
No, how so much total? 90,
we have 97 left.
Okay, plenty, plenty of money.
Well, we had only spent 46 at this at that point, and then you spent 57 on one.
Look at the movies we got. We got Captain America, Winter Soldier, Rio 2, the other two, and then X-Men, Days of Future Past. Come on.
That's true.
Good lineup.
And there's a couple that I want, though.
Okay.
So blend it.
I've got blended.
I do, too.
You know, we should be, like, IMing back and forth, Matt.
What's that?
We should be IMing, just to know what each one wants.
I was thinking about that. It's happening.
We started that off the bat.
What?
I didn't know that.
Bam.
Well, hey, Corey's going to yell at me in 2 weeks. And that's only because he won't be there for what we're watching weekly this Monday.
So there you go. It seemed like a good idea because there's a lot of voices going on and you don't want to talk about like what you're doing. And
take that, Bainbridge scholars.
So blended, I believe, isn't this the third movie that Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore have done together where they've started?
The second.
Yeah.
Well, there was
50 First Dates.
50 First Dates, Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer.
Oh, that's right.
That's the third one.
Yeah. So after a bad blind date, a man and a woman find themselves stuck together at a resort for families, where their attraction grows as their respective kids benefit from the burgeoning relationship. Duh.
See, I don't know. Adam Sandler's stock is going down and down, and he hasn't really done a decent movie in a long time.
Okay.
Okay.
I will count that. I will counter that, though, with Terry Crews.
Terry Crews he's the hotness right now.
He is. He got his own fake spin-off show on Hulu yesterday for April Fool's Day.
Oh, so did Rotisserie Chicken.
Yeah, it was his and what was the other show?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
The Good Wife was the other one.
Yeah.
And it's also got Bella Thorne from Disney Channel. She's super popular right now, the new It Girl.
That's right.
I bid $1.
I just bid $1. You have to bid two. I bid one already.
Oh, okay. I bid two.
Go 3.
I'll go 4.
5.
Matt, are you cool with them just going at it?
Yeah, okay. I don't care.
All right.
I have a feeling this movie will do about as good as Grown Ups 2 did.
Yeah.
What did Grown Ups 2 do?
Yeah, you're right.
Poorly.
I will look it up, but I'm pretty sure it was not good.
It was not good.
I'll go 6.
Do you want to let him have it, Brad?
Yeah, let him have it.
All right.
Grown Ups 2 did $40 million.
Excuse me. That's just like my bid.
It's my favorite sound effect ever.
I kind of want that as a text tone.
But the belch?
The little noise that Dave played. The do-do-do-do.
I was waiting for it again and didn't get it.
That'd probably be better than my boss from the IT crowd going, message for me.
So where are we even at?
We're at Maleficent is next.
Okay,
yes,
so
Maleficent is next, and a money totals so far as soon as it refreshes. I have spent 62 for Team What We're Watching Weekly. Team Bradessa or whatever. Team Hondo is at 50. They've spent a good quarter of their money. And then Team Car Ramrod has spent $103 out of their 100, possible 200.
Wow.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, you're going to thank me.
Maleficent.
You're going to thank me in the future.
Oh, wait. We have to hear what it's about, right?
No, you can go with it's Angelina Jolie and Elle Fanning star in this. It's like how Wicked was for The Wizard of Oz. It's... Oh, wow, IMDb has a whole little special splash page.
Yeah, I was
so
pretty surprised.
The untold story of the villain from Sleeping Beauty reveals the events that hardened Maleficent's heart and drove her to curse the baby, Aurora, who later realized that the child may hold the key to peace in the land.
Wow.
Aww.
All right, let's bid 3. Opening bid 3.
I bid 5.
Oh, damn it.
already bid five.
Damn it.
I bid five before.
And three.
I was like, five.
And Dave, I don't know how the math works in Canada, but three is lower than five.
Shut up.
Dave, can't roll around at 10.
I only count things in loonies and toonies now, so.
I prefer feathers and quids. Better exchange rate.
Is there a point when you're in Canada that when you get your citizenship or whatever that they give you the injection that gives you like extra politeness and humility?
With government healthcare.
Oh, it's already started, my friend. They work on you early.
But by all that bragging on Facebook, I don't think the humility part's
getting all right. Back to the movie.
what's the bidding at anyway?
I think we ended with
I bid five, and
Matt shouted out 10.
Like
okay,
four
Matt
times.
Okay, Matt shouted 10. Okay.
I bid 11 quatloos on the newcomer.
Sorry, Dave.
I'm out.
Really? Let's see, what did they do?
11 quatloos on the newcomer.
Yeah, we're doing 11.
Matt, what do you think? Think we should bid at least once?
Let's, yeah, well, 13.
All right.
We bid 14 quatloos on the newcomer.
Crap. 15.
We bid 16 quatloos on the newcomer.
Sounds like they really want it.
Yeah. 17.
18.
Yes, we're not going to have it.
It sounds like they got a mission to get this one.
19.
20.
Yeah, I'm done.
20 quadlus on the newcomer.
It's yours for 20.
Sweet.
20 wins it.
Well played, Matthew.
Thank you.
All right.
I play poker.
The next movie is A Million Ways to Die in the West. This features...
I start at 10.
Live action. Hang
wow.
on. Hang on.
Really?
Hang on. We got to learn more about this movie.
I don't care. I'm starting at 10.
All right. For the listeners, that don't know anything about this movie, I did not know anything about this movie. It is a live action movie which stars, what's his face from Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
It's the writers from Ted. This is his second live action movie live action thing that he's directed. That Seth MacFarlane has. It stars Liam Neeson, Amanda Seyfried, Charlize Theron, Neil Patrick Harris, Seth MacFarlane. I think I mentioned that before.
So what was that? What was that movie back in the '60s or early '70s?
Blazing Saddles.
It has that Blazing Saddles feel to it, kind of.
Yeah, Giovanni Ribisi and Sarah Silverman as well, also starring it. And the premise is. As a cowardly farmer begins to farm or to fall for the mysterious new woman in town, he must put his newfound courage to the test when her husband, a notorious gunslinger, announces his arrival.
I want to point out the fact that Matt puts clothes on his animals.
My dogs are wearing soccer jerseys today because USA plays Mexico at 10 o'clock tonight.
Viva Mexico! I'm kidding, I don't care.
My dog pushed the door open and came in here, so he's hanging out.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, I'm surprised my dog hasn't done that and hopped on the bed.
12 quadrilles on the newcomer.
I'm going to say 15 Ram bucks. Dave, you should probably go on, like, the Facebook or something so we can talk.
I was, and you weren't saying anything.
No, quadrilles are not mine. 17 long.
Wrong currency.
They don't translate, no! I'll be overbidding!
Curse the exchange rate.
Curse the exchange rate.
I'd get a better exchange rate if I was in Latveria.
That's a very good point.
All right, so what are we at now?
17 to the newcomer.
17 to the newcomer.
Hmm.
Or should I say 17 to Mr. Wilson, because I think you're not seeing my whole face.
Mr. Wilson. Got any advice today?
Howdy ho, neighbor.
Anyone want to go above that?
Who's got it right now?
I do.
Greg does. At 17?
17.
18 quatloos on the newcomer.
I'll go 20 wong.
What else is this weekend?
This is the same weekend as Maleficent, which is May 30th.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Maleficent will probably do better than this.
I'm guessing Maleficent will stomp it.
The success of Cosmo right now has got his name out in front.
Are they 21?
Yep.
Okay.
21 Quatloos on the newcomer.
22.
We're done, so it's you guys.
Yeah. Battle it out. Fight it out.
See, I think me and Brad both have the same strategy with this, though. And that's, we're going off of the success of Ted. Or at least I am.
And he's also factoring in Cosmos, since that's name on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
But for history for the movie drafts, Ted did win, or help Jury win the year Ted was in, and it was a replacement.
What is it right now?
It's at 22 to Team What We're Watching Weekly.
23 Quatloos.
I'll go 25.
26.
Oh, Matt's getting kisses.
He's just going to town on my face right now.
Must be something really tasty on your face.
Just beer.
27. You're going to have a happy dog here in a second.
His breath smells like dog food.
Oh. 28 Quatloos to the newcomer.
29. This is enthralling television, Dave.
I know.
Get through the other video.
No, that's all you.
For 29?
Yeah.
All right, so the next one is Fault in Our Stars. It's about a couple of cancer kids who fall in love. Who doesn't like that?
Oh, yes.
That's one.
I'm going to open up bidding with 10.
Should we talk about, should we read
what it's about?
TV?
It's about two kids with cancer that fall in love. That's pretty much all it is.
I will point out, though, that it is, one of the stars in there is Shailene Woodley, who is also in the movie Divergent.
Yeah.
Yep. Willem Dafoe, Laura Dern, Mike Birbiglia is in it.
Holy crap.
Ooh, that's going to be weird. I don't like when funny people try and do something serious, like Spanglish.
I bet you he's the funny neighbor.
That's a pretty valid point.
You betcha.
What's the opening bid?
10, I believe it was, to Dave. Dave Bucks.
Dave Dollars, get that right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave Dollars.
It's either Dave Dollars or Ram Bucks.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting the two confused.
Two choices. You have two choices with Team Ramrod.
11. 11 Wongs.
12 Quatloos on the newcomer.
I keep thinking there, because I watch a lot of British TV, and there is a TV show called 8 out of 10 Cats, and one of the guys on there sounds just like Brad when he's doing that voice.
You need to put the pince-nez on, Brad.
What's that?
The pince-nez.
Yeah, the pince-nez. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. 13 Dave Dollars.
14 Quatloos on the newcomer.
Gregor?
I'll go 15.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, that's all you do.
All right, 16 Dave Dollars.
17 Quatloos on the newcomer.
I'm out.
18 Dave Dollars.
19 Quatloos on the newcomer.
20 Dave Dollars.
That's all you, Tex. Enjoy. All
right, yeah. Thank you, sir.
For 20 Dave Dollars. Or Rambucks, whichever you prefer.
When Dave wins, they can be Dave Bucks.
I have it in good authority that this movie is going to do very well. It comes from a 15-year-old girl.
It's an independent movie, so that's where I quit at like 15.
Okay.
Because it's, even though Divergent did opening weekend like 50 million.
Yeah, you never know. I don't know if the next movie's going to do that well.
Edge of Tomorrow. I believe this is the Tom Cruise action movie.
Where he's dying over and over and
Groundhog
over.
Groundhog Day, but with more action.
With Tom Cruise.
With Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt.
He's the Tom Cruisiest.
So, a soldier fighting in a war with aliens finds himself caught in a time loop of his last day in battle, though he becomes better skilled along the way.
We have talked about this many times on the Alien Invasion podcast. In fact, for a while, we thought it was the other one that came out last year. We were confused as to
which Oblivion.
With Elysium.
No,
it was with Oblivion.
Oblivion.
It's the one that they were thinking.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The other Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, involving aliens.
Spoilers, I haven't seen it. I don't care.
Oh, you haven't seen Oblivion?
Oh. No.
Good. It's
you
very good.
See it. It's spectacular.
We'll bid three.
I'll go eight.
Ten, Dave Dollars.
12 Quatloos on the newcomer.
All right, Matt, we gotta be thrifty.
Are you sure you've spent 123 so far?
I'll go. Was it 12 right now?
12 Quatloos.
Yeah, it was at 12.
Newcomer.
I'll go 15.
16 Quatloos on the newcomer.
Yeah, I think
17.
I think we're. Everybody's messaging back and forth.
Hold on. Let me message Corey.
Oh, I was wondering if you were messaging Corey or not.
18 Quatloos on the newcomer.
Yeah, we're out. Matt and I are out.
Yeah, we're done.
Team Ramrod is finished on this one.
Team Car Ramrod, Dave.
Oh, Car Ramrod. Okay, sorry.
Team Car Ramrod.
Team Car Ramrod.
I'll go 19 Wongs to make 4 rights.
20 Quatloos on the newcomer.
It is yours, my friend.
All right.
What's the next movie?
Ooh, How to Train Your Dragon 2. I'm pulling up the thing here. I don't even know if it's my turn. It's been 5 years since Hiccup and Toothless successfully united dragons and Vikings on the island of Berk. Well, Astrid and Snotlout.
Snotlout?
Terrible name.
Snotlout is, I believe, is voiced by Jonah Hill. No. Yeah, I think Jonah Hill.
I think you're right.
Because it was also a TV show on Cartoon Network.
And that's right, it was.
And they did. Any of you guys see the American Inbetweeners?
No.
Okay. Well, if you ever look at pictures, they did the redhead that was in there. He did the voice of Snotlout on there.
I've seen.
It was like
show.
The one recasting they did. Everyone else, like America Ferrera, Jay Baruchel, I think T.J. Miller was even in the movie as well, and then whoever played T.J. Miller's sister. I watch way too much TV.
Well, you gotta do something, you know. Gotta do something.
Well, hey, this is what I talk about on Mondays.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's what you're watching. If you're not watching,
yep.
Yep.
It would be a really short podcast.
Yep.
I hear good.
Yeah, we have TV. About 2 hours.
I hear good things about this movie.
I'll open it up at 5.
Going 10.
15.
20.
Looks like you guys, I think, want it more than Matt and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, fight it out. Battle 22. It out.
Double deuces.
Double deuces.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
24.
It's getting hot in here.
25. So take off all your clothes, but not really. We're at 25, right?
Yeah, you guys have
okay.
25.
Nope. I lost train of thought.
26. Keep in mind it went for 40 on the night attack draft.
28 Quatloos on the newcomer.
It is yours.
All right.
I am out.
All right, next movie is 22 Jump Street. The sequel.
The sequel, of course, to 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, the sequel to the remake of the 1980s TV show.
I gotta do a little check here. Who is Jonah Hill in the How to Train Your Dragon?
Yes. Oh. He is.
So it's two Jonah Hill movies back to back here.
Yeah, Jonah Hill back to back.
Wow. Jonah Hill making a lot of money.
And I will. And he's rightfully so. He's a two-time Academy Award nominee or winner, right?
Nominee.
Okay. So here's the brief synopsis. After making their way through high school twice, big changes are in store for Officers Schmidt and Janko when they go deep undercover at a local college.
I'll open it up at 15.
Whoa.
16. 16 Dave dollars.
We're out, by the way.
Ooh.
You're out of money?
I'll go 17. No, they got.
We're out of this movie. I have no interest in it.
Okay.
They got 82, if my math is correct.
Hmm. What was your bid, Gregor?
I believe it was one over yours, and I forgot what it was.
Whatever yours was, plus one.
I don't remember.
You were like something, right?
I think you said 16.
No, I don't know.
I think you said 29.
No, I don't think that's right, because...
But he remembers.
17.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, 18.
I was looking at Gregor's bid for A Million Ways to Die in the West was 29, sorry.
You bid 19?
18.
18? I'll go 19.
20.
I will go 22 and throw in a Jump Street for free.
Oh, there goes my joke.
One more, 23.
23 for the inevitable sequel to 22 Jump Street.
I'll go 25 for the sequel to the sequel to the sequel.
Oh, you're just getting ridiculous.
I think Channing Tatum's supposed to retire after this or something.
Matt, you call it. What do you want to do here?
We have 77 Ram Bucks left.
How many movies are left?
Too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, not there's that much.
12 left.
Yeah, I'd say we're about halfway through.
Oh, we're more than halfway through.
Yeah, we are more than halfway.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm
just scrolling down.
It's your call, Matt.
I think we can give it to him.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a couple decent ones coming up that might be worth it.
Yeah, go ahead. It's all yours.
Yay, 25 for me.
And I got a feeling this next movie's not going to do much. Not going to get much action here.
What's the next one? Is it Think Like a Man 2?
Yeah.
What did Think Like a Man get? Because that's the sequel to the movie based off of the Steve Harvey book.
I think it did pretty well, but I don't think it came out in the summertime. Did it?
Think Man 2. I don't even remember hearing about the first one, honestly.
I remember April 20th of 2012 and did $33 million on the opening weekend.
All the couples are back from a wedding in Las Vegas, but plans for a romantic weekend go awry when their various misadventures get them into some compromising situations that threaten to derail the big event.
That was a sticky situation.
That was a sticky wicked.
She said.
Wicked.
That's my dog.
South Park reference. Sorry.
So, we bid one.
One Quatlu on the newcomer.
What's the competition on this one? What's it against?
I don't think it's
nothing.
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 Yeah, absolutely nothing.
That's the only thing that we get.
Nothing.
I think there's others, like if a movie gets dropped, then there might be a competition that way.
So what was your bid?
One. We bid one, Quatlu.
We'll bid two.
I'll go two.
Oh, three.
Four Quatlus on the newcomer.
Five.
I don't know about you, Dave, but I'm done.
Yeah, we're out. We got bigger fish
to
fry.
Yeah.
You guys are out?
Yep, we're out.
All right, it's all yours, Gregor.
I have a feeling that's another one that Corey's going to be like, why'd you pick that?
It was cheap.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what she said.
Transformers.
She did just say that, literally.
I did. That's true.
Oh, yeah. It's two.
All right, next
is another Mark Wahlberg movie.
Transformers Age of Extinction An auto mechanic and his daughter make a discovery that brings down the Autobots and Decepticons and a paranoid government official on them.
Brings down on them.
Michael Bay, lots of explosions and really fast action and...
Bay-splosions!
What's the dino... Oh, Dinobots. Yeah, it's the introduction of the Dinobots.
So, Lewis Stevens isn't in these anymore?
Nope.
I stopped paying attention, so... I guess. Someone's got to start. Well, Gregor just bid 20, so...
What? He did?
Yeah, just right out of the gate.
Oh,
right
my
out
God.
Of the gate.
Jesus.
Nice.
Holy crap.
25.
30.
I don't know what to do.
Well, you can bid money, or you can pass.
Or you can pass.
I don't know if this of Transformers can come back. I really don't.
31 quad lose.
Okay, I guess we're off the hook, Dave.
Yeah.
I'll go 32.
It is yours.
It gets a lot easier the further you get into it because the less money people have.
I will keep it. I will point out to you guys though that you will have, if I get this next movie, you will have a whole month where you will not have any sudden jumps of money.
Yeah, you're right.
So I've got the past almost all of June.
Great. So, and it's a movie that sounds terrible. Actually,
what movie?
Tammy,
yeah.
Starring Melissa McCarthy, after losing her job and learning that her husband has been unfaithful, a woman hits the road with her profane, hard-drinking grandmother. Who is playing the grandmother, I wonder?
Susan Sarandon!
Yeah, it is.
That changes it.
And there's Kathy Bates and Sandra Oh and Toni Collette.
Dan
Allison Janney. Oh, Irma Gerd!
I'm a 5.
Gary Cole? Oh!
Got Mark Duplass in there as well.
I believe we're out.
Yeah, you guys can do your thing. Do your bidding. Do my bidding. Do your bidding.
Do our bidding, minions.
Yes.
So I have it right now for 5.
We pass.
Wow. What cheap.
I get a whole month. Maybe I'm not, hopefully I'm not a June fool. Although the strategy I had in my head, it's sort of backfiring now because I'm picking up all the movies.
how much money do you have left?
Give me a second. I'll update the score. I'm going strictly off of T2T2's calculations.
Yeah. This next movie, we just watched the first one. Not Planet of the Apes, but...
Rise.
Rise of the Planet of the
Apes. And I forgot how good that movie was. That movie's a great movie.
Yeah. And I have $42. Team Hondo has 70, no, 82.
82. Yeah.
And then Team Car Rat has,
77.
See, we're getting close to pretty much the same here. Anybody's game.
Although I will say next time if we do Team, we're going to bring in more people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of busy with discussions, though.
Yeah, or if not, separate them out, not do teams next time. Because I find 6 is usually that sweet spot with movie drafts.
All right.
Okay, so Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, survivors of the simian plague trigger an all-out war between humanity and Caesar's growing forces.
All right. Going to open the bid up with 5 for Team
6.
Car Red Rum. Red Rum.
Human 6.
Red Rum. Car Red Rum.
Red Rum.
6 quad loos.
Over there.
What'd you say, Brad?
6 quad loos.
I'll go 7.
Let's go 9.
10 quad loos.
12 wongs to make 2.5 rights.
15 Dave dollars.
I hope you guys are noticing I'm changing it every time.
16 quad loos on the newcomer.
You said 16?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go 17.
18 Dave dollars.
Now comes the
We will pass.
Dave wins it.
All right. Yeah.
How much was that? 18?
18. We got some good movies, Matt.
Yes, we do.
It's okay. My movie's coming up here soon.
I'm curious to find out what movie that is.
Sex Tape.
That's what I
was guessing.
I knew it.
I watched a show of it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this looks hilarious.
All right.
Oh, I totally forgot about Guardians.
Yeah, me too. That could backfire.
Next movie up is The Purge Anarchy, the sequel to the movie The Purge.
A young couple works to survive on the streets after their car breaks down right as the annual purge commences. I never saw the first one.
I saw the first one. It was a decent concept because it really hadn't been done. Now, this one doesn't sound as good. Basically, there's 12 hours one day a year where there is no sort of law. So you can do whatever you want for 12 hours. You can murder, you can rob, you can rape, you can pillage, you can do whatever you want.
I was waiting for you to say pillage.
And the what's his face from Parenthood is in it.
Ethan Hawke was in it the first one.
And then the little kid from Parenthood was in the first one as well.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, there's not a single person that was in the first one. At least I don't think so.
Oh, I think it's like Max Brunholder or whatever the kid. I know his name is Max, but
yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's going to do nearly as good as the first one, especially with hardly anybody, if anybody, from the originals in it.
Yeah. All they did was take the concept
and
just kind of recycle it.
That's always a bad. Although that works with Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Although each one of those movies, and I don't want to get off topic, but each one of those movies tie into each other, at least.
Yeah, there is that.
American Horror Story.
Yes. Let's start the bidding at one Rambuck. Really?
I like that silence. We'll go with two Quatlus.
Oh, I thought we were going to be alone on this one.
Living.
Three.
Crazy.
Three Wongs to make 22 rights.
Ooh.
Big up current in rights. But surprisingly, no Jump Street.
I think I'm done.
Who had the last bid, and how much was it?
He's got it at three. Come on, it's a horror movie, July. That just screams horror.
Let's do four Rambucks.
And it is yours. My N-word.
All right.
Does this look familiar, Matthew?
Yoink.
You know, I don't think it'll do terrible. I don't think it'll do great.
No, yeah, exactly.
But it may do better than we think it's gonna do.
Yes. It's the only horror movie this summer. Yes, it's a horror movie and it's summer, but it's up against Jupiter Ascending and Planes, Fire and Rescue.
Yeah.
So,
which, speaking of Planes, Fire, and Rescue, that is the next movie up.
Yes, it is.
So, when world-famous air racer Dusty learns that his engine is damaged and he may never race again, he must shift gears and is launched into the world of aerial firefighting. Dusty joins forces with Saturn Fire and Rescue Helicopter Blade Ranger and his team, a bunch of all-terrain vehicles known as the Smoke Jumpers. Together, the fearless team battles a massive wildfire, and Dusty learns what it takes to become a true hero. Woo!
Is Larry the Cable Guy's character
one
in this?
Quatlu.
No, Larry the Cable Guy is not in there.
But this
is in Cars.
It's a car spinoff, though, right?
It's a spinoff of Cars, but in the sense that it's supposedly
it
in the same universe.
It takes place in the Cars universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's not a Pixar movie. It is just a Disney movie. It's not Disney Pixar.
Yep.
Alrighty then.
Eric Estrada is in there?
Yeah, because, you know, he's relevant.
I'll go $1. Unless someone else said it.
I bet.
Did
you?
I don't know.
Yep.
One
Quatlu! I'll go two Wongs.
Are you saying Wongs?
He's saying Wongs.
Two while we're watching Wongs. Or Wongs for short.
Wongs. Like Won, like the Korean Wong.
Yes.
Sort of.
Or, like, you drop the R from wrong. So I've been spelling it.
Wong!
Basically, if I developed a lisp and I started saying, I'd say Wong instead of wrong.
Okay, what was your bid?
He bid two.
Just to make it fun, let's go 4.
Ooh, big spender. $4 Dave dollars. We will pass.
Okay.
Is this going to happen?
It might. I got to do a little bit of research.
So the current bid is 4. That's my bid.
That was our prom theme. Gotta do some research.
That's the worst prom theme ever.
It's yours.
All right.
It's yours.
All right.
I kind of want to know what research he did. That
it's yours. I'm done. No more.
I looked up the. I looked up how planes did.
Yeah, I just saw that. Although, you know.
You never know.
We got 4 movies in a row. Wow.
All right.
I got 3.
Next, we have Jupiter Ascending.
The Wachowski siblings movie.
Oh.
In the future, a young, destitute human woman gets targeted for assassination by the Queen of the Universe and begins her destiny to finish the Queen's reign.
Starring
Mila Kunis, Channing Tatum. Sean Bean.
Chatting
some other people.
Tatum. All right. I'll start.
Very pretty.
I'm a big
I'll
fan.
I'll put it at 5.
Oh, shoot. Okay. 7.
Is that blowing your strategy out there, Dave?
7 Dave dollars.
8 Quat Lus.
9 Wongs.
$11 Dave dollars.
We shall pass.
I'll go 12.
Let's see what else is coming up?
Tape? Duh.
It is the same week as Jupiter or as The Purge and Planes.
We would have every single movie of that weekend if we got this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Greg? It's all yours. You can have it. Go ahead.
For 12?
Yeah. I don't want to put all our eggs in one basket, Matt.
No, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Just hoping I'd be able to drive that up higher.
Wow. It's going faster at the end.
Next up.
Sex tape.
Sex tape.
A married couple, huh?
Yeah, watch Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz make a sex tape and send it to everyone.
Woohoo! A married couple wake up to discover that the sex tape they made the evening before has gone missing, leading to a frantic search for its whereabouts.
Oh my God, Jason Segel! He's going to be awesome in this.
Rob Corddry, Rob Lowe, Jack Black, Jolene Blaylock.
Jolene Blaylock? That's the Vulcan from Star Trek Enterprise. What's your name?
T'Pol.
T'Pol, thank you. T'Pang. T'Pow. Kapow.
I'll open it up at 3.
Give a little heart and soul.
5 for us.
And then silence.
Awkward silence. We pass.
6.
We shall pass.
What did you say, Gregor?
6.
Oh, okay.
6 Wongs.
Yeah, go ahead. Grab it. It's a deal.
Hercules.
Well, who's listening to what there? I hear something.
Sorry, that was my phone.
Oh, okay. What was that?
That was a friend of mine calling.
Oh.
But I'm a little busy right now. But the ringtone was Top Gear. It was Jeremy Clarkson going, tonight on First Gear, or on Top Gear, or no, Fifth Gear, Richard Hammond, and, you know, bashing on Hammond, Sardale. I forget what the ringtone was.
So the next one is Hercules.
Hercules.
Oh,
I got this one.
Having endured, okay, go ahead.
Having endured his legendary 12 labors, Hercules, the Greek demigod, has his life as a sword for hire tested when the king of Thrace and his daughter seek his aid in defeating a tyrannical warlord. Directed by Brett Ratner.
Starring
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And this comes out the same weekend. This comes out the same weekend as Sex Tape.
Yes.
I don't know.
One Quatlu.
I'm out.
Two Dave Dollars.
Three Quatlus.
The Rock looks super yoked in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Five Dave Dollars.
Oh, my.
I like The Rock. I like the whole eyebrow thing.
Six Quatlus.
The Rock is kind of dreamy.
Let's go six.
I would totally bang him.
Seven. Yeah, Matt's full of surprises. Seven.
I wasn't here for the John Hamm thing, but he's with me too.
Seven oh, yeah. Dave Dollars. Seven Dave Dollars on
Hercules. I totally
Hercules.
Do John Hamm. Are you kidding me?
So seven Ram Dave Bucks.
Ram Dave. I don't like the sound of that at all.
You can ram Dave Bucks.
Please don't.
Oh, my.
I think we're out.
All right. Thank
so
you very much.
What was the winning bid?
Like,
seven.
Is it 25?
Seven. Seven!
Oh, it was seven.
Oh, it was seven.
I was thinking it was like eight, but that was my bad.
Seven to Dave.
I was looking at the 22 Jump Street bid. Sorry.
Right.
Okay. Next is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Woo!
I know who
Guardians
really...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, I think Brad should be the one, should do the honors on this, because he's a big, big comic book Marvel in particular, right? Marvel's your...
I bid 20 Quatlus on the newcomer.
Wow.
Oh, and shouldn't we read what it's about?
Yeah, please.
Well, here, as the other Marvel fanboy here...
Oh, yeah, you've got a big okay. Marvel poster in the background. Sorry, Gregor.
Yes, but no, Guardians of the Galaxy, written and directed by James Gunn, also written by Nicole Perlman and a few others. In the far outreaches of space, an American pilot named Peter Quill finds himself the object of a manhunt after stealing an orb coveted by the villainous Ronin.
Rocket Raccoon.
At 20.
You got the Rocket Raccoon. You got the Groot.
Vin Diesel, who has one line throughout the whole movie.
I am Groot.
And if you were listening,
he has one line throughout the movie.
And if you've listened to,
they might have some inner monologue for him.
You've listened to episodes of Alien Invasion, you know why he only says that one thing. Brad explained it very well.
I did. I probably can't duplicate it now.
No. And please don't.
Lightning does not strike twice.
No. Lightning in a bottle. You can't do it over again.
Brilliant support from my lips, but once.
Okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go all in. 24.
26.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, we're out.
Can you guys get it for 26?
I gotta take a look at where we're.
This is where my strategy backfires because I really wanted Guardians.
I'm really surprised. I thought for sure that Brad Nessa would want this.
Oh.
No, we took it.
We took it.
Oh,
we
you did.
It.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
They got it.
Okay, sorry.
I mean,
yes, Team Hondo did take it, Dave.
Yes, Hondo.
Hondo.
They right. got it for the sheer fact that here I couldn't bid anymore, and you guys had went out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because I think you could have only done a little bit better than me. The next movie is Get On Up. I do not know what this movie is about.
Oh, actually, I don't want to see this one for some reason. It's a chronicle of James Brown's rise from extreme poverty to become one of the most influential musicians in history, and I bid 3.
Stars Chadwick Boseman, who was in 42, and I only know that because the photo is of or on IMDb is him singing as James Brown.
What's the bid?
Three, two, Team
three
Hondo.
Three Quatlus.
I'm out.
How much you guys got left?
We have 56.
Hmm.
Oh gosh, this is so bad.
All right, what was the current? What's the current?
Three.
It's a three.
Okay, four.
Hang on. I'm thinking about this.
I'm thinking about how I want this to go.
Let's see. So you guys have...
Oh, God damn it.
And now accountancy comes into play.
So you guys have 44
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I hate leaving money out there.
We bid 5.
Big thing.
What'd you say, Anessa?
We bid 5.
5?
Mm-hmm. Dave, think smart here. You could probably get to where one of us could get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Get on up.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
Because I'm keeping track of exactly what I'm counting, so I make sure that I have more than everyone.
So at best, what she's going to do
is... That is my plan.
This is what Anessa does for me, so I wish you luck.
I keep track of people and hours and everything.
And monies.
And monies. Just saying.
This is like the end of the NFL season. It's all about math. It's math.
Yep.
Yeah. Shite. What's the current bid on this?
5.
Let's go 6.
We'll go 7.
8.
9.
10.
11.
12.
Ooh. That's as far as we go.
Yeah.
I knew it.
You can have it.
I knew it. I was just typing it out to Dave.
That's all you, Chuckles.
Because we knew that you guys had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so we had to do something.
Yeah.
Actually, you guys have, I think, a lot more movies than we do.
No, but I wanted Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but there was no way we could get it because you guys want it more and you have more money left.
Yeah.
So here's
part of the plan.
Last movie, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I will open it up at 24.
Whatever we have left.
Whatever we
We're
have
left. We're just going to go with 56 and call it a day.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we take out a second?
56 quadlus on the newcomer.
Can we take out a loan?
I want to take out a second mortgage on my house real quick.
I don't know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is very risky. It's either going to be a big, successful movie or it's going to be a bomb.
I think people are going to see it out of sheer curiosity.
Kind of like with the first movie, parents didn't know what Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were either.
But
it's going to be a toy bonanza. It's going to be crazy.
It's at the end of the movie season though, too.
That's true.
People have already spent their money.
Tell yourself whatever you need to say to make you feel better about not getting this film. That's fine.
Okay. And it's in August, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the last couple of weeks before classes start, and parents are still looking for shit to do with their children because I get those phone calls for August.
Bam. Dave,
two hours and ten minutes in.
All right. Thanks. Well, at least it's at the end, so I know I'd just go to the end, then go back, go reverse. So, Gregor, do you want to just review who got what?
Yes. So, with Team What We're Watching Weekly, we have Draft Day, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Neighbors, Chef, Blended, A Million Ways to Die in the West, 22 Jump Street, Think Like a Man 2, Transformers Age of Extinction, Tammy, Jupiter Ascending, and Sex Tape. Team Hondo has Transcendence, Godzilla, Maleficent, Edge of Tomorrow, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Teenage Mutant Ninjas. And team Kara Ramrod has Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Oh, I wanted that one. Rio 2, The Other Woman, Million Dollar Arm, X-Men Age of the Futures Past, The Fault on Our Stars, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, The Purge Anarchy, Planes, Fire, and Rescue, Hercules, and Get On Up.
I think I'm maybe biased here, but I think we got the best movies.
Yeah, you're biased.
Aren't we all?
I know with mine, and Dave, you remember from the TV draft that we did, I am taking the Glenn Rubenstein approach, of having a whole bunch of movies and then letting them all make money.
Yeah, no, that's very smart. It's very smart of you. But we'll see.
Yeah,
there's the shotgun birdshot approach, and then there's the sniper approach.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. All right, so that's going to do it. Where are we going to put the doc that people can follow along with us all summer long?
It'll be on Google.com, or it'll be a Google Doc. It'll be on both the Facebook fan page for What We're Watching Weekly at Facebook. Let me double check. I believe it's facebook.com/whatwerewatchingweekly. And then it'll also be on the Galactic Netcasts group page, which I do not know where that's at.
So it'll be on the group page, not the fan page.
Oh, is there a Galactic Netcast fan page?
Yeah, we have fan and group page. We have both. So
we have all
for
the
now.
Pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be on either one. We can post it onto the fan page for Galactic Netcast as well, and then
they would post it on our blog. Maybe.
Yeah, we could put it on the regular web page as well. So we'll put it all over the place. People will have easy access to it.
We can post the link where we have the podcast set.
Yeah, totally.
Tattoo it on my forehead.
If people skip ahead, maybe we should let them know the time that we actually... Like, oh, what did everybody get?
Yeah. All right, so...
there's a lot of dead time.
So that's gonna do it for this special. Thanks, Gregor, and thanks, Corey, who didn't make it here. It was fun teaming up with you guys. I hope to do more of this kind of stuff with you, too, in the future. Again, where can people watch What We're Watching Weekly? What time and what day of the week is it?
It is at, it's on Spreecast.com. You go in there and you do the live and upcoming on Mondays at 9:30-ish. We have that twit flexibility of it could be early, it could be more like it'll be after
9:30-ish Central, Eastern?
Eastern time. So, and then 6:30 West Coast. And I will throw out... For any of you guys, if you want to help out, because Corey will not be there, so it'll either be a really short episode with me by myself or a special guest host, if I can get a guest host.
Okay.
To come in where we talk TV shows, comic books. I still do, we do starts and stops, you know, what's starting or ending that week. Fully took that from Mike, who did an awesome job, but I just decided to take over and he was cool with it.
All right, cool. All right, so people can find us at galacticnetcast.com. You can find links to our subscription pages. You can look for us on iTunes, either the Alien Invasion or the Sci-Fi Geeks Club. And we'll be right back doing regular episodes next week. And thanks, everybody, for listening and watching. And as we do, Greg, on our shows, let's do final thoughts. So, Anessa, you'd go first.
Totally not prepared.
As a representative of Team Hondo, we saw the movie The History of Future Folk. It is a alien-based comedy musical film. Music plays an important role in the whole scheme of the film. Rotten Tomatoes gave it, 96%?
Yeah, it's not actually a musical, though, so don't go in thinking people are just going to break out in a song.
Music is a part of it. It's kind of a key plot device.
There's Alien Invasion, and then there's the occasional song and a little bit of a love story.
Okay. All right.
And this group, Future Folk, is
an actual band.
Is an actual band that is space and alien themed.
Oh, cool. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing and hilarious. When you see this guy break into a melody like a mashup of oh my god, what did he jump? He went like Super Mario Brothers theme.
He did like Super Mario Brothers and Ode to Joy, but it was like all on a banjo, so it had kind of a bluegrass feel.
So is it a documentary
it's done as a movie, but it's kind of an exaggerated origin story of this particular duo.
It's kind of like The Pick of Destiny without sucking.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. So that's going to be the joint final thought.
Yeah, and that's totally going to be...
It's going to be a pick, too. Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So tune in next week for Alien
Spoiler
Invasion. Right. That's going to be your pick. All right, Matt, what's your final thought? Anything?
I got nothing. I got to pee pretty bad right now.
And you got the soccer game coming up, so you got something...
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm pretty tired right now, but...
Well, you had a beer glass.
Two of them.
Oh, wow. Holy crap.
Well, fill one of them up, son.
I started with this thing full.
Oh, wow. So basically, we all got to pee.
And quite honestly,
yeah. Except for me, because I left halfway through.
Yeah,
you could fill it again. I've drank most of this. I do not have to pee.
I don't. I kind of have to pee, but not really. I could probably
I
go another
quite a bit
half
of water
hour.
Before the
it's
show.
Amazing how the final thoughts here went to a bladder report on everybody.
Which is funny because that's happened before when I complained that I had to pee a lot.
Yes.
And I don't have that audio anymore, which I'm very upset about.
Oh, it's a shame. I know. It's like I had to pee a lot.
All right, thanks everybody, and we'll talk to you next time. See you guys.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye, Dad.
Thanks for listening to this Galactic Netcast's What We're Watching Weekly Summer Movie Draft Special. And again, if you want to see who got what movies and follow along with us all summer long, check out the results page at galacticnetcasts.com. And we'll be back to the regular format next week. Activate the view screen and turn on your universal translators because it is time for another Galactic Netcast.